A Wisconsin farmers group says farms need more workers who come here on temporary immigrant visas. They're working to help farmers sign up for the program. It's Wednesday, July 10th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, elections officials are answering questions about election security and how to vote. Communities that lost two-year college campuses are getting funding to help them transform the campuses. And from Wisconsin Life, an interview with an artist whose medium is quilts. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Agriculture is one of the many industries struggling to find enough workers. As Hope Kerwin reports, one farmer group is now helping members bring in labor from other countries.
The program through Wisconsin Farm Bureau will help members hire foreign workers for temporary farm jobs with federal H-2A visas. The group says the temporary visas have become more popular among farms who are struggling to fill seasonal jobs. Tina Hinchley is a dairy farmer who belongs to both the Farm Bureau and the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says the state's ag economy relies heavily on foreign workers, both seasonal and those who have emigrated.
These immigrants are everywhere. They're in our cheese plants, they're in our meat processing plants, and they're all throughout our dairy farms.
But the issue continues to be complicated by the national debate over immigration reform and state issues, like whether people without legal status should be allowed to get a driver's license. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin lawmakers heard testimony this week from corrections staff, families of incarcerated people, and other people affected by the state's prison system. Community activist Cedric Farley spent 20 years behind bars in Wisconsin. He told the Assembly's Corrections Committee that access to physical and mental health care is severely lacking inside the system.
I remember an individual actually saying, "If you don't give me any help, I'm going to kill myself." And the correction officers laughed at him.
Tuesday's hearing follows multiple scandals within the Department of Corrections. Last month, prosecutors filed charges against 9 employees of the Waupun prison, alleging that their neglect caused the deaths of 2 inmates. A separate federal investigation is ongoing into alleged drug and cell phone smuggling by Waupun staffers. And just weeks ago, 2 incarcerated teens were charged with killing a counselor who worked at a Wisconsin youth prison. Communities that have lost a two-year Universities of Wisconsin branch campus will be eligible for up to $2 million in grants. As Joe Schultz reports, the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved releasing the funds yesterday.
The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will receive $20 million for a grant program to assist communities in redeveloping shuttered campuses. Communities have been waiting for the money since March. That's when Governor Tony Evers signed a bill for the grant program into law. Missy Hughes leads the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She says the agency hopes to open grant applications by August 1st.
We realize that the communities are looking for these funds, and we want to get the ball rolling as quickly as we can.
Declining enrollment and budget shortfalls have forced closures of two-year state campuses in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, Washington, Richland, Marinette, and Waukesha counties. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's top election administrator was joined by current and former election officials in Milwaukee yesterday for a discussion about election security. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf and former clerk and Republican State Representative Kathy Bernier fielded questions about how absentee ballots are processed and how people can participate in elections. Bernier criticized what she calls a constant drumbeat from former Republican President Donald Trump and others that there was massive fraud in Wisconsin's 2020 election.
To carry this argument or this disinformation, misinformation for 3 solid years is just a bit too much when you've got all the evidence in front of you pointing to the majority of the election worked quite well.
Bernier said the best way to convince people that Wisconsin has a good electoral system is by making them a part of it. Foam that naturally occurs on Wisconsin rivers and lakes have PFAS levels up to thousands of times higher than waters that lie below. As Daniel Kading reports, those are findings of a new study from researchers at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Researchers collected samples of foam and the very top layer of the water column in 43 rivers and lakes, analyzing them for 36 PFAS. Christina Remickel is co-author of the study at UW-Madison. She says PFAS concentrations in foam ranged from 50 to 7,000 times higher than levels in the water.
Some of the concentrations were, you know, a little jaw-dropping. So we measured up to 328,000 nanograms per liter, parts per trillion in the collapsed foam.
Those levels were found in Madison's Lake Monona. The concentrations are tens of thousands of times higher than new federal drinking water standards. Remickel says the findings reinforce warnings that people and pets should avoid contact with foam on the water. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, we'll have a story from Wisconsin Life about a Wisconsin fiber artist who says the quilts she creates are like a diary of her hopes and feelings. That's coming up next after the break.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a fiber artist in Milwaukee.
The art of quilting goes back thousands of years, with different communities, families, and artists developing their own style. Heidi Parks has found her own niche in quilting by creating collages that tell stories. WPR's Margaret Faust visited Parks in her studio at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, where she's the artist in residence.
I placed the quilt on a table, and the part that I want to work on is just off the edge of the table. On my index finger, I have a gripping thimble to help pull the needle through to the other side. And on my ring finger, I have a pushing thimble with a metal tip, and that helps push the needle through. And that drawing the thread through the quilt is just one of the most satisfying sounds to me in the whole world. I'm Heidi Parks. I'm a quilter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the current artist in residence at the Pfister Hotel, and I love improvisational hand piecing and hand quilting. I grew up in Naperville, Illinois, the western suburbs of Chicago. I have always been very creative, and I think I grew up in a family that encouraged that a lot, so it felt very natural. My grandma, she organized a collaborative quilt for me before I was born and invited all of my aunts to collaborate on it. And then she also made a block with an umbrella on it. And the way that the umbrella protects the person in the block from the rain is just such a metaphor for me of how quilts are meant to protect people. I went to art school at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and then I came back to Naperville, and I was a high school art teacher there for 9 years. I started to feel the squeeze of the financial situation. I could quit and become a quilter because I had started making quilts out of fabric 9 months beforehand. I like to track all the everyday things that go on as I'm working on a quilt. When I make a diary quilt, I like to think that it is a place to do the good work that happens in a diary. The inherent slowness of quilting allows me that time to process and think about things. And generally when I'm making them, I just need to know my next right move. I don't need to see the whole quilt in advance, and I think a diary is like that too. You buy one and you're full of wonder. I often like to think of my quilts as ways of casting spells or manifesting things, like my arm feeling better, but also like improving my workspace. And it was pretty amazing to me that I outlined my home studio space in gold on that quilt in October. And then in November, I got a phone call from the Pfister Artists in Residence program asking if I would be interested in moving my studio to the hotel for a year. And I thought, wow, I'm not even done making this quilt yet. And it's already creating this magical opportunity for me. The materials in my quilts are very important to me. What I like more is storytelling. So if it's a particular skirt of mine that I don't wear anymore, that tells an interesting story and adds an element to the quilt that is very meaningful. It's important to me that my quilts are soft and malleable, that they, while they hang on the wall, they are full of the potential to wrap you up with comfort.
WPR's Margaret Faust brought us that audio postcard featuring Heidi Parks, who's the artist in residence at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that's today's podcast for this Wednesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us again tomorrow wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.